Good evening, everybody. I'd like to start off with the pins that are in front of you. November 22 is Indigenous Disability
Awareness.
Please wear this pin often and throughout November to show your recognition and support of Indigenous peoples with disabilities in Canada and
I
would also like to welcome everybody that's listening in to the Planning and Development Committee
and welcome
our interpreters who
will
we will start the meeting with the adoption of agenda. May we have a motion for the adoption of the agenda? Deputy Mayor Shepherd
and Seconder.
Mayor Awa. Any questions or concerns? I see none. May we have a vote for the motion to adopt the agenda? Unanimous. Next, the minutes. Does anyone have any declaration of interest? Okay, I see none. Delegations. There are none. Deferred business and tabled items. None. On to new business.
5A.
5A. So on to new business 5A.
5A.
Request for decision.
Acquisition bylaws
and land disposal bylaw. Approval of land acquisition bylaw and land disposal bylaw. Plan 674.
Plan 674.
193. 576.
Avenue Block 576.
Samantha to present.
Samantha Unikarnama.
Camera. Oh, sorry. My apologies. On the Zoom call.
Zoom call to.
The portion of lot 193, plan 576. To Unistar and second to acquire after the city to acquire.
Sam, excuse me for a second. We had technical difficulties. If you can start from the beginning, apologies.
In March of this year, Council approved a memorandum of understanding.
Ang katigin ni mo nuna star
ka kono night pidyo tigyang
palawga drive nuna star kono na kumpiyan ni
used by nuna star onto lots they are not leasing.
Then,
as part of this agreement, there are two bylaws that are for you today. First, a land disposal bylaw to dispose of a portion of lot
573, 576.
And second, for the city to land acquisition bylaw for the city to acquire lot
71, pinagap tigo.
The acquisition of this lot is required to be removed in the encroaching portion of the road to be realigned onto lot 21, which can then be used to create a road parcel. To approve the land acquisition
is
for the bylaw back to staff for further analysis. Second reading to land disposal bylaw for a portion
bylaw,
of 193 and to give first and second reading to
a
land bylaw for lot 21
bylaw 74. Corny one.
Thank you, Samantha. Is there a motion?
Nuto Simaba.
Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Nutrio.
Is there a seconder?
Tugliktawa.
Councillor Netop.
Katimaji Netop.
Are there any questions or concerns?
Okaushik said.
Councillor Shepherd, go ahead.
Councillor Shepherd.
So we've been examining this option for a significant amount.
Are there any other questions or
concerns?
I see that there are none. May you have a vote?
Unanimous.
Next on the list.
In favor.
Sorry, Kim. Councillor Kim Smith.
Kim
on camera, Smith is four. So it's unanimous. On to the next item. 5B. Request for decision. Private sector land development.
Michelle Armstrong.
Good evening, co-chairs and members of
committee.
The proposal is a proposal between that Kikitani Inuit Association
have
expressed interest in the development of the land that are just north of the
Inuit
lands along the federal road. These lands are currently not designated. They're currently zoned open space. If the amendments are supported,
Development
in this area. The lands are about 4.5 hectares of land.
4.5 hectares.
Somewhere between 200 and 300 in the city. Also, Inuit Heritage Trust has also interest in these lands. As you know, currently the city undertakes four phases of development.
Would remain the responsibility of the IA.
So basically, the options that we are going to committee to consider is option one to direct the Kikatani Inuit Association to provide the land options and to prepare a draft land disposal agreement for the private development of these lands. Is it to consider all the responsibilities each party would be responsible? Option two is to refer back to the in terms of benefits of the proposal, we do believe that the private land development has never been done in the city, and in fact not in the city. So this would be an interesting test case. And we think the lands are appropriate because they're fairly small, and the lands can only reasonably be accessed through the Inuit-owned lands. Based on preliminary analysis, these lands are significantly less expensive to develop than municipal lands in the city. We also point out that QIA has experience in land development, and this would include its subsidiaries, including preparing constructing municipal infrastructure, so they constructed the buildings down Ulu Lane, Plaza, Aksarni Hotel, some disadvantages or some challenges of private land development is that the municipal design I know this is being looked at by the engineering department right now. So this would be important in terms of what the city's there would be a need to talk about a schedule for the development of the lands. A need to ensure that there's that the disposal of the land ultimately the land is leased to. Transparent. The recommendation forward is to direct staff to work with the
Thank you, Michelle. Do we have a mover? Mayor Awa?
Before I make a motion,
Do I need to make a motion first and then a question? We can do questions first, yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
Una
Nuna Angi Yok Pio Yumayok Amaro Oka Kolduni Tamani 200-300 igluit Hanayo Yunaring in Utakaya Rakapukai Imakput Namaki Rakaning and Mariklu Utakaya Rakaput Imaka Imaku Akito Lakuk Sagurakput Idluro Rock in Negishut, Hoyne Mixwot.
Michelle, you can go ahead.
Okay, Michelle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mayor Awa.
My understanding is that the project would coincide with the solution for supplemental supply. Maybe we do have our director of engineering here. In discussions a few months ago about this, my understanding was that the water supply would be boosted to permit this level of development.
Thank you for that. Director of Engineering Simone Gosh, if you want to come up and
Simone Gosh,
yes, you have to go over the customer report.
Thank you. Thanks, and good evening, everyone. So, I would answer this way, that we don't have an immediate plan to go into design in that particular area. We have discussed about it. It's not been like 3 years, as far as you know. And that's something which we have to focus on. There is already an existing sewer line,
We should be having water supply, but developing the distribution network around that area
You got a follow-up question, Councillor Shepherd?
So, just for further clarification, let's assume the infrastructure
is
built.
At
what point would we be able to bring those houses on? How much work has been done on the pumping operations and the water restrictions that you have to have? How would you bring 200 houses? It's not about the local infrastructure, it's about the actual water supply. When is that going to happen?
I mean, in terms of going through the design part of it,
at least a year.
Since we start that area, so I would say
if we start in
2023, we should be by
2023, let's say end of 2023.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So when you say we'll be ready by 2024, does that mean the design will be ready for we'll have enough water to be able to deliver? Is that 2024
or
is that 2024 for the local piped infrastructure that you're talking about?
Is that 2024?
So in terms of the water supply, I think 200 houses... three people per house, so about
people.
So we have me for that, to the best of my knowledge, in terms of
capacity,
that should not be a problem.
But a
local network that
Deputy Mayor Shepherd, you got any
Surlo nalar tu ga emakai nongle atak ngremak apa terkai nongle atur ukukut amba makukutan le atur tawone nalar tu ga simunetine tawone emeu kubu berau tengah depan terungin desi sakit jembar jombi ushomat simunetine surlo nunggu simayuaru liamak. I will tell you. Kamala kue shooting man ni atara kefi tia kuluguru epertei tushungi tushaka wikiru atua keke epertero kamala upigi maitara simune angelo simulutigo suru iksi batiluma kamagumilene ni tena atio kalu tushungi. Tamuna ukos tunero isibota ukos sa elsin kuya namin.
Nakumi Councilor Nata.
Thank you. Katumija Nata.
Tako ano ubatya motion niya tugo mano tako ano okayugo man nasundi.
Mayor Allah?
Mayor Yaba?
Queen of Meek Shavuot up. tamangi kuma tan na pekuyunga utigi maya tako ekana yakti tili yumaluga kikatani kunni pilere katakarlutik taman nanuna pilere nguniamat ang katigi kutilo tako yuma hati utakwa atakwa nuna zarayon niu malinga kutingin pitu tigilu taman tumunga kino yalo asuktinu aqiksuinis killugi tabbani chidikkunu noqutaani khunni miksibota pigartitsuunga
is there a do you include option A on that
tananale raqutisibule
I was reading Inuktitut in English language, direct staff to work with Rikert in the association.
I recommend that to the motion.
Do I have a seconder?
I picked up.
Councillor Natak. May we have a vote?
Never
oh, no, I thought we asked questions on it.
Okay. So,
any other questions or questions?
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
You know,
along the lines of what Councillor Nata, the ability to do this is something we've been working on for
years.
On this call, in the meeting here today, that
kind of
time where we amended our language to give us the option of doing private we can still determine the zoning
of
I'm very excited for this opportunity. Reviewing more in depth.
Michelle?
No, I'm not aware of any phone calls. There are the polls that go through the middle of the
Inuit
as far as we know right now.
Thank you, Michelle. Any other questions or concerns? Councillor Smith, you got any questions?
Councillor Smith?
No, all good here. Full support.
No, not much.
All right, may we call for a vote? All in favor? Unanimous on the Zoom call?
In favor.
Unanimous. Okay. On to the next line item.
C.
Request for decision amendment to land administration
bylaw.
City of Iqaluit.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a proposed bylaw amendment to the definition of non-profit organization. The purpose of this change is to allow council the ability to dispose of land to non-profit organizations without having to use a competitive process for the land, where there is determined to be community benefit. So there have been several organizations who have been seeking land. This would be for dispose directly to them.
The
option to approve the amendment, to refer the item back to staff, or to refuse the amendment. The staff recommendation is to proceed with the amendment by giving first reading to the bylaw in attachment 1, and to second the motion to direct staff to give
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, is there a motion to move?
Deputy Mayor Shepherd,
seconded by Mayor Awa. Are there any questions for Councillor Smith?
All good here.
Okay, good. All right. May we have a vote? For all in favor? Smith? Councillor Smith?
In favor.
Unanimous. All right, on to the next item. Is 5D.
5D.
Request for decision. Transportation master plan.
Michelle
Armstrong to present.
Michelle, only Carnecto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There is
a
PowerPoint presentation on the transportation master plan. I understand the display is not working. Do you have pictures to be presented? Oh, okay. I can just walk through it. Yeah. Okay. So I'll begin with the presentation. Okay, so the purpose of the transportation master plan was to basically evaluate the city's transportation network. So it looked at and made recommendations for road network, pedestrian and snowmobile networks, transit, and parking. What we'd also like to ask today is just sort of what should be the priorities for
2023.
The next slide, commuting data. Those are the result. The census data tells us. It tells us that residents much more.
Canadian
average. And they also walk much more. So this would be important in terms of considering how people get
infrastructure needed.
Stantec, they were undertaking the transportation plan. There was a number of community engagement. Some comments received. Many were about more traffic congestion. That there was more driving and taxi in the winter, more walking in the summer. A lot of concerns about road safety, potholes, dust, lighting. A lot of concerns about pedestrian safety.
Need
There was a high interest in public
interest in better mapping and maintenance.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about the road. They said about the road network in the study. The plan looked at 12 key and it just sort of showed how those are controlled. So the key thing is that, of course, it's just stop signs, and it's all single lanes, right? There's no turning lanes at any
intersection.
Turning to the next slide, what they then did is
they looked at the intersections. Green is good, you don't have to wait that long. Orange, okay. Red, 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 red
in there, you can see the ridge at the high school intersection.
High school, and
getting, I think that's orange at the hospital intersection. So these are ones where they're kind of some failing, and you can see this by the wait times to make turning movements on these roads during peak periods. So that's the situation today. And then the Transportation Master Plan looked 10 years into the future and said, okay, well, what development is going to be happening in the future. Now, in fact, they look at 10 years.
This is more like a
20-year projection. The map that says assume development on it shows, you know, the development in the west of the border, the Indoor Lands, and the municipal lands we've been talking about. And also past Road to Nowhere and Lake Subdivision.
Road to Nowhere, And if they plug
that into their model, and you didn't do anything, this is the slide that's called do nothing scenario. So this basically just shows a lot of red on this. I'll just point out, though, that, of course, this is more like what I would consider the 2040 or 2050 scenario,
2040, 2050.
Not just 10 years into the future. A lot of that development towards Rotterdam won't happen for at least 10 years. So when we look at the slide called Proposed Road Network, with the recommended improvements, I think I need the color presentation here. Yes, so we have, so you can see there that there's six intersections that they're saying that you're going to need lights.
unless you have long, very long wait times. And then just going to the next slide. So I just wanted to say that even though they call this a kind of a 10-year plan, it is actually looking out much further. Because the 10-year anticipated development is really in these three areas represented by the blue circles. So, in the core area, along Federal Road, maybe some more minor development, like the new recovery center by the energy arena. So the transportation master plan recommends a new road link. And that's shown in this yellow outline, intersection N. And that's the bypass road alignment, what we referred to in the past as the bypass road. Now there's some land there that has been retained for the opportunity to make that road connection. But the options of connecting it to the road haven't been quite worked out. I would say none of them are ideal. So there needs to be a study to further determine exactly how that alignment is going to happen, whether it will go through Inuit own lands, or Mazak Court. So to the road network priority actions, what we're showing here is a design study for the high school and hospital intersections. Those are the ones that are currently struggling the most right now. And I understand budget in the proposed 2023 capital. There could be some timing for the construction of and traffic signals. And then to determine the alignment of the new road, pass road, and to reserve land. And that's also budget. Also, just the last point here, it just says that, it was included as a recommendation in the transportation plan, which was to consult with the schools regarding lunchtime busing. Rethinking of lunchtime busing that might be the solution. In terms of public transit, they recommended that a transit pilot be launched. This would require funding. Funding application would be put out for that. They identified a target including elders and visitors. They said to focus on serving the busiest destinations and with low car ownership. They also recommended a fare of $3. $3, in terms of the proposed routes, this is, they did identify three routes thought the city could consider. And the route, which is one that goes to the core area, identified as the priority in terms of doing a pilot, the one to look at more closely. On the next slide, speaking about active transportation. So these are the walking trails and mine use trails. The transportation master plan pointed to the need to develop a pedestrian safety plan. So these are the recommendations for the walkers, to develop a signage. One recommendation was to consider flex bollards, so those plastic sticks that you see everywhere, as a kind of an interim or a solution to separate a shoulder on the road, for example, or walking, and to slow people down. In terms of the snowmobile network, they recommended to publish annual maps. Trails change depending on snowfall. And snowmobile routes should be determined based on factors including visibility, obstructions like they recognize that parking is a challenge. They said that that the ability to keep out more parking is going to be challenging. In terms of taking up too much land, so recommended consider management measures, such as and to look at alternative parking to encourage other. For example, snowmobile. And the last slide. Basically, in these other areas, actions. Implement better walking and general plan review. Publish a snowmobile trail map. Funding for a transit project to consult with the schools on lunchtime busing. Mr. Chair, did you want to open it to questions before I move to the...
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, any questions or concerns? Councillor Sepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That was perfectly okay. Excited to see this and get this moving forward. This is a priority item for this council. It's great. I support the plan, thinking that the Road to Nowhere Lake subdivision expansion would be 10 years away.
Developer demand, the ability for us to utilize
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Yes, there will be, I'm anticipating some applications available where
Councillor Smith.
Councillor Smith.
Floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank
you so much for the presentation.
I think there's a lot of long overdue.
In a lot of ways, I do have some comments. And I know one of the things is mentioned partially in the presentation, which is not really our jurisdiction by any means, but for a long time busing, with it being so busy.
Why are schools here
busing children home every single day at lunch? Anyway, there are so many cars here and so many people driving.
I don't think that would necessarily
reduce demand. I think the public transit would, for sure. And better pedestrian safety. One thing I do want to comment on is pedestrian safety and sidewalks is all good to talk about, but doesn't do any good if they aren't maintained, especially when building 607, I guess that new orange kind of green sidewalk is beautifully maintained. But as soon as you cross the road, there's just a huge pile of snow there, and people are to go around.
Make a huge difference.
Thank you, Councillor Smith.
Councillor
concerns?
Thank you, Chair.
I'd
just like to, I guess, elaborate a little bit further with transportation other outreaching things that have come up from many
people.
A part of the priorities. There's going to be supplemental things that we're going to have to look at. Uniform signage plan. So,
I also think
that when we snowmobile routes.
Next on my list here, Mayor Awa.
Shepherd, ang katigil dugo tamak ko pilirare yung nagtabot kayusigi ako nagtun solo kay ako ti ikumakutingit no kartabay tamak ko kayusigi ako diya si kautigi yung nagtut kina yak tema ato yung nagpan takunwa ama kaya mangitunga imaka kemo ko ko ya ga khalam yo sibuni settingi man tamar mi ke settia ma khoinang nu na shooting no atok toyu namman imma kha pinga shunun run ni atok toyu na siun nak tokarpan akkun aqiyar duwo silik sigar duwo atengi karar duwo tan isimugo akimarlarpaga amma pingayungat nuna siutinut inigiyaksu parking lot tautungwa simaqattarmi yara arwa mitanuni nuna sioqattarmigama kulereenik nuqaq ela inigiyoyuni Never wear Moroma Arwami, Kulerinic, Nunasutinic, Nokanga Butakoman. Totum Waldoona Iona Yakungim Kino Yakubic Roaming Akita Yunayak Nokanga Binga Mikiloma. Amma pujuwa view nukanga binga kulering waktilugo tayna niwakta ulokluwara inokaon iglokaon nato kapangat upper basement ako si okta yun naksiga yung matay kon tako isa maging wasa yung naktika amma ro ang akatikilugo tita aktibot tako umayuragay kukati mayingit ukanda katikaya kaya aktibot
Thank you, Mayor Awa. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'd like to
move to recommend recommendation on the Transportation Master Plan. I'm just wondering, this is a good presentation for us to review tonight. Was there a more technical document? And if there is a more technical
document, my apologies there, Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Deputy Mayor Shepherd. There's an RFT after we talk about all this.
But I still have a question that didn't get answered.
Oh, okay. Okay. Should we go with Natak or?
Michelle will answer it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Michelle. Go ahead.
Michelle?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are you in the name?
Yes, Deputy Mayor. There is a full transportation master plan.
Deputy Mayor Shepherd, you got any more follow up? Nakumi, Councillor Netta. Okaktaw lumabi kanya.
Na maksimi.
Tuki siya guma kalung ito. Takunigan mo siya tit katra ikunwa siya tingin na ukutoy takto.
Nakumi, Councillor Netta. Mayor Awa.
Kuya namin iksibota. Kuya namin nata ikkajik kabinga. Ikaw yung mga luwakto nga uwag usiwa na tinne. Takwa piwisitigay aktaw na suroksi mayon. Ikalwe takuminak nga pitutigildugo. Takuminak akaw nga pitutigildugo. Tamakwa kiyuy na payot. Ako tayo sila tiyangan nito na payot. Piyo gagdo po. Tayma akik tawrok si mga romat. Kisiyani, iksibo ta. Nunawot apiyam man. Taman na isumagayaw ningin man. Tayo man. Tayman na ningano. Atang naktok tautuk taga tamang kwa siwanik sa tinne piyak tawla gaykhalaktot na payun. Una pinyo tigil digo ukakawo nga akot tuwalo ang man sirisigya gaykhang man. Tapwani tisamani nukartak yung mi uraubeng silatani tamaw na gaykhakpat tuwa yung mi ulukun. Ang ikaw na suktidugit tamakwa tapwa ni katisimatidugit sanak bagaw nakayang imata sanak bagay akakalwaklutig katikayi tamuna akong nakayang imakisiyan muna siku dikta nulut maybe I'll say in English I know this the plan was to
Kakua.
Do some beautification in the city. Do the putting of wooden poles on the roof. This is my opportunity to say on the transportation master plan that the for the safety of the purpose of the right away of the fire truck. Thank you, Nata, for mentioning
about
it. Reminds me that I mentioned this. It was for the beautification of the
truck,
but it was not thought of that. In the north, we do have looking at the four-way stop, if there's an emergency, the fire truck would be
able to go
through because those poles are too close to
the
road.
Wanted
to make a more safety.
Are
using the vehicles.
I'm really happy that we're looking at the putting up the lights, stop signs. I'm wishing that it can be above, not on the stop, on the side of the stop sign. We need to remove these poles so that freely move aside for the rider of the fire truck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Mirava, you got any anything to say, Michelle?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mayor Awa.
And I think the purpose of that trail network plan look at how to address that, how to have safe walking infrastructure, but without creating, you know, those obstructions that you're talking about. So I do remember when all those posts went in
2005, 2006, 2007.
Some were taken out in certain areas. So I think it's that's the challenge, is finding that balance of safety for the pedestrians, but safety for the fire truck
emergency access.
Thank you, Michelle. More questions,
Michelle,
or concerns? We're on to your RFD there, Michelle. Go ahead.
Michelle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So
the request for decision is the adoption of the transportation plan. As I said, that document, the full document can be circulated. So option one that's presented is to adopt the transportation and then review the plan in 2026.
Since
almost 5 years, since it was there. Option two would be preferred staff, and option three is to not formally approve the transportation. The staff recommendation is to adopt the transportation
as received.
Is there a motion?
No, to your kappa.
The mover is Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Deputy Mayor Shepherd, no, to your kappa. Katuma Yusmet, to glukta.
May we have a vote?
Niroak.
Sorry, any other questions?
Mamena Okausiksei, Apikotiksei.
Mayor Awa.
Mayor Awa.
Thank you, Chairperson. Could I have the master plan? Thank you, Chairperson.
Yep. It's going to be distributed.
Yeah, pinyaktasi.
All right. May we have a vote?
Nivo.
Who is for?
Namaksaktui.
Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Councillor Natak.
Natak.
And Councillor Curley.
I'm Councillor Curley.
And who is against?
Akaktu.
Mayor Awa.
Mayor Awa.
I'm in favor.
And you're in favor.
Awesome.
Smith Angikto.
Okay, well, we have a 5-minute break before we go to in-camera session. Can we have a mover? Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
And second.
Tuglaktawa.
Mayor Awa, yes.
Mayor Awa.
Okay, we're having 5 minutes.
5 minutes. No kangalaw pilukta.
I'll see you guys after.
I'd like to have a vote.
I'd like to have a vote for an in-person camera.
Who's for a camera?
Yeah.
You're not?
can I hear you?
Start over. Say, I'd like to have a vote.
I'd like to have a vote for an in-person camera.
Oh, okay.
Raise your hands.
Yeah.
Curly?
Council Curly?
We need to have the vote.
Yeah.
We need to have a vote for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. There. All unanimous.
All unanimous, yes.
See you in 5 minutes.
See you in 5 minutes. Deputy Mayor Shepherd.
Mayor Tule Shepherd pay after Chijo.
And
I pay you.
Mayor Awa.
Mayor Awa. Utekamadlute. Katimanamo.
Yes. Goes back into regular session, yes.
Katimanamo.
May we have a vote to the motion?
Nerwara Tauli.
Unanimous. Back to regular session.
Mana katimani tu nang ma utila ug mata?
Yeah, would you like the motion?
No trigger nikut.
So the first motion is for the Butler Building disposal.
Butler Building.
Do we have a motion?
No trigger kapa. No to Yokaromava? Pigar to Chi Yokaromava?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Xibota,
no Chibuma,
Katimajagalata, Katimaji, 940, 3596, Okotak Society, $1 mook, Takua,
meets all requirements,
Maliglutik, Titagaximayu, Nunau, Bailanganit, Aki Tokangilutik, Nunalipa Yakunut, 90 days, Ungatanut, Matutilugu, Takualu, Katimaji, Ilita.
Do we have a seconder? Councillor Natak.
Katimaye Natak.
And may we have a vote?
Nirwak.
Four.
Namaksaktui.
Unanimous.
Kamakirto. Kayusiyo.
The second one.
Amatuglia Pekata.
For the Echo Loop.
Takwa Nuna. Echo Loop. Deputy Mayor Shepherd Nutriyok.
I move to recommend the council direct
Takwa Kanayakti Katimaye Kanayakti Nitiluvi Nuna. Akitausumayok Tadlimao Yumik. Takwa Akitsilutik Bailame Katimayinut.
Or sorry, a seconder.
Tugliktawa.
Councillor Natak.
Katimaye Natak.
May we have a vote?
Nirok. Namaksaktui.
Unanimous.
Tamakirtuk.
All right. May we have a motion to adjourn this evening's meeting? Seconder to motion.
Tumlaktaulune.
Okay. No, sorry. Mayor was
Mayor. No, Chakayo.
Was Mayor Awa and connected.
Mayor Awa, Tuglaktawa.
It's like three hands. Councillor Natak.
Katimaye Natak, Tuglakta.
And maybe we have a vote.
Nirwak.
Unanimous.
Tamakirtuk.
Good night, everyone.
Kuya Nami, Unukatiachi.